Yes, sir, coming back at you for another episode of the Party Shorts Playhouse, part of the Party Shorts Network. We're recording live from the studio at the Party Shorts Playhouse, located in Sacramento, California. I'm your boy, your host, the one and only Party Shorts. Excited to have you guys back for another Party Shorts podcast. Very excited and stoked to let y'all know that this has been the most consistent that I've been with this Party Shorts podcast. So thank you, everybody who has taken the time to listen. Thank you for everybody who has shared or has given me feedback on this podcast, because it is really important to me. I love doing this stuff. I just can't explain how grateful I am for everybody. So I got a little sidetracked right there. So let's get back to the intro. It's your boy Party Shorts, Coach Juan, Coach Party Shorts, your drunk uncle, the guy that's got all the experience and has lived 100 lives. So I guess this means I should have 100 wives. You know it. Style, flair, charisma, compassion, EQ, emotional quotient, whatever it's called. I'm that guy. I'm here for you. And overall, this podcast is meant to give you some perspective. Yes, the topics have changed just a little bit, but overall, the goal is still to deliver as much unadulterated, unfiltered, in-your-face information to keep you entertained, but to also help you live a good life. Because you know what? It's not good to be a piece of shit. And excuse my language, because today is Ash Wednesday. So today's episode, titled Back That Ash Up, is going to just give you an insight on what Ash Wednesday is. And some of you that are Catholic might be able to relate to this. So without getting struck by lightning, I will definitely admit that I'm probably not the best Catholic on earth. I'm definitely not top 100, but I also don't think that I'm bottom 100. So that makes me feel kind of good. So I grew up in a very Mexican Catholic family. We used to go to church every Sunday. I went to the doctrine school, and I've been baptized, and I've been confirmed. And I confessed when I was a young kid, and, you know, I used to go to church and would get the daily bread on Sundays. And yeah, that was a part of my life for a really long time. I think it's important to have religion. I won't really go down the path of talking about whether I believe or don't believe. And maybe that's a little bit of a hint at what my beliefs are. But it's important, and yes, I've gotten ash. I'm off to get ash. So obviously, I still do practice in some Catholic practices, because I don't know. At the end of the day, I think it's important to have faith in something and to believe in a bigger good, whether it's God or Buddha or any other religion, Scientology, Oprah Winfrey, whatever you want to believe. I think it's good to do. So for mine was, you know, Catholicism being Catholic, which was something that I was brought up with through my dad and my mom. Some of their views have changed a little bit. And how do we still practice our religion? Not as much as we used to. But hey, how many people actually really do these days? Shout out to all the people that do consistently go to church and go to worship once a week, once a month even. Because I'll tell you what, I remember that when we were going consistently, most weekends it wasn't too busy. But on big holiday, you know, Catholic weekends like Easter, like Lent, Ash Wednesday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the birthday of La Virgen de Guadalupe on December 12th, Three Kings Day in January. What else? I think, yeah, Midnight Mass for New Year's. I think they do that. I never went to that. But those are like the big time events, you know, in the Catholic community. And that's when things would get really, really busy. And I'll admit it that, I don't know, those are sometimes that we actually didn't used to go to church because it was just so impacted and we didn't feel like going. And honestly, you know, at that within those days when I was younger, we were going to church 40 times a year. And when we didn't go, it was a really rare occasion. But Today is Ash Wednesday, and I want to try to educate you guys on what ash is. You know, the ashes are essentially the ashes from Jesus Christ himself, I believe. And I really hope I don't get struck down by lightning. Just kidding. That was my attempt at humor, showing that I got struck down by lightning. No, I remember some of this stuff from when I was in school, when I was a kid. I think I was like 8 to 12 years old. You go through like the 13 week or so doctrine classes to get your confirmation or whatever, or your first communion. First communion. You pretty much go to school after school to learn about God and Jesus and his sins and all these things and to become a better person. And yeah, maybe it paid off, but you know, I just remember doing that. I think I was maybe 10 or 12 years old, and my mom made it such a big deal. And I didn't think it was a big deal. Like, I didn't want her to spend money on me, but she got me like a nice little tuxedo thing. We got pictures taken. I got my first rosary. My mom has given me probably all the jewelry or rosaries that I have gotten in my life have come from my mom. So obviously the religion has, you know, been really special to her. I will be wearing my my white gold Jesus piece today, my cross. It's not a Jesus piece, it's a cross. But it's pretty gangster. I'm about to be rocking that ish today. So a few things about Lent. So Lent, Ash Wednesday, kicks off the quote unquote 40 days that will lead up to Easter. Easter this year is on April 17th. And, you know, overall within the 40 days, I believe that was the 40 days, of a I forgot that part of the story. Maybe if you guys know the story, please tell me. But I do know that the last 3 days of Lent, are right before Easter, Good Friday, the Friday before Easter. You know, that's when Jesus essentially resurrected. So I think, maybe he spent 40 days in the tomb or something like that. I know that he, you know, was crucified, that he, you know, pretty much was crucified for his and everybody else's sins to ask for forgiveness. And then he died on the cross. And then they put him in the tomb, and then 3 days later, he resurrected. So for some of you that don't know the story, that's more info than you didn't know before. And if you're Catholic, if you participate in Lent, you know, New Age, is that people will give something up for Lent. Typically, it's a vice. Some people give up soda or sugar or masturbation, maybe even sex, which is insane. I don't think you could ever do that. But hey, some people give up sex without trying to give up sex, so maybe it's not that hard. Those are among some of the topics and things that people give up. Some people fast on Ash Wednesday, and they'll also fast on every Friday. That's kind of extreme. I don't do that. But I do skip out on animal meats, and I only eat seafood meats on Ash Wednesday and on Fridays. I try to be really good about my seafood Fridays, but sometimes I do forget. When I was a little kid, my mom used to say that if you ate meat on Fridays, you ate a lizard. And that was her way of like scaring us to not eat meat on Fridays. And it worked until I realized that that's not how things work. And then I didn't care anymore. So those are a couple things that happen during Lent. You probably will see people with ash on their forehead. Don't be a dupe. Don't say nothing stupid. Yeah, it's Ash Wednesday. It's a religious thing. You're not funny. cool. See what else happens during Lent. It all leads up to Easter. And, you know, we do a big ass barbecue on Easter, and that's when, you know, everybody pretty much goes hard on all of the meat that you didn't eat the Friday subsequent. So it's a really big deal. And then the kids get together and they do their Easter eggs and all that stuff like that. So that's just a snippet and a glimpse into what Lent is. Typically, it's 40 days. I think the 40 days was like the 40 days and 40 nights of a journey. But again, don't quote me. So that's what we're going to go with. It was 40 days and 40 nights into a journey of going into the town where Jesus was at and was in the tomb. And then all of a sudden he came out 3 days later, boom, he was resurrected and Jesus lives again and everybody's sins were cured. That story right there with that level of confidence and conviction makes you know that I am a devout Catholic, even though part of being a Catholic and going to church and receiving the Sunday bread is confessing. And honestly, I think the last time I confessed was when I got my first communion. And I think that was like when I was 10. So at this point, it's been probably 20 to 25 years, somewhere like 23 or 24. So I don't know if I will ever confess again. Because first off, I don't believe on self-incrimination. I don't believe on snitching on myself. I also don't go to Catholic church that often. And I also don't get up to get the bread. So that was kind of the rule. Like, if you hadn't confessed in a little while, then you were not get up to get the bread. And I really wasn't trying to do that anyway. So maybe that's a loophole for me. Not too sure. But I just do know this. That a couple things might happen if I went to confess. First off, we'd probably be there for a really long time. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a human and I've made a lot of mistakes. But one of the reasons why I'm Catholic is that I have, you know, asked for forgiveness and repented in some of these sins. And hopefully, I think that's the rule. You know, if you ask for forgiveness, you get into heaven. So there's kind of like, you know, that's a life hack right there for anybody that wants to get into heaven that isn't Catholic. Just convert into Catholicism. And if you've had, you know, a very sin-filled life, as long as you ask for forgiveness, then you're into, you get into heaven. So that's a get out of hell free pass right there. I feel like hell's probably going to be a party, like one of the, like the hotter Coachella parties, you know, when it was like over 110 degrees. So, hey, I don't know, that might be kind of cool. Coachella party or paradise? Both sound dope. But I think most people that I know are probably going to be in heaven, you know, like my family and stuff like that, because they're good people. I'm a good person, too. I don't have to keep trying to convince you guys that. But yeah, I think that's one thing that would happen. We would probably be in the confessional for a really long time. So I'm probably not going to do that. After you confess, you're supposed to, you know, the pastor, the father, whatever, they prescribe a certain amount of like Father, you know, Padre Nuestros. I know all my prayers in Spanish. I don't know them in English. I only know them in Spanish. Padre Nuestros or Ave Marias, which is Ave Marias. So they would prescribe you and you would have to do certain amount of prayers based on how many sins you had. And when I first confessed, I had not like the biggest laundry list. I didn't have like the most amount of prayers that I had to do compared to my peers, but I did have to do quite a lot of prayers. So then that would take a really long time. And I really just don't have the time for that. So those are two things that could happen. The third that could possibly happen is I might burst into flames in the church itself. So I don't really like to be on fire. So that's something, again, that I'm not going to do. Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Easter Bunny, Jesus, and chocolate eggs. I'm going to wrap it up right here because I feel kind of blasphemous saying a bunch of these things. I'm not trying to be, but hey, that is my experience with, you know, being a Catholic and being a Catholic Mexican. It's just something like, you know, a lot of Mexicans are Catholic. I think it is very heavily a Hispanic or a Latino type of religion. And hopefully this gave you some humor and look into the world of Catholicism. And hopefully maybe it even helped you understand a little bit more of what Easter is or what it is to be Catholic. So to wrap it up today, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y el Espíritu Santo, as always, strap up, keep it tight, and be easy.